When I was a kid growing up, my mom would never let me eat snacks before supper time. Why is that? Because it would spoil my appetite. You see, I think the reason that a lot of Christians are not truly hungry for God's word today is because we're filling up on junk food. My friend, let's put the emphasis on the scriptures. Let's get back to the word of God, and your heart will burn once again within you.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is a delight to have you with us today on Truth and Fact, and we are in the book of Luke chapter 24, dealing with the men on the road to Emmaus, and we're talking about how to have a renewed passion for Jesus Christ. Number one, by review, you must have a firsthand encounter with God. You have to have your own experience with the Lord. You're not getting to heaven based on somebody else's salvation. You have to have your own salvation through Jesus Christ. Secondly, the emphasis needs to be on the spiritual, not the material. Sometimes we put a higher priority on the material things or the temporary things of this life rather than putting a high emphasis or priority on Jesus. But thirdly, I know this. How are you going to have a renewed passion for the Lord? Getting back to the Word of God. That's right, getting back to the scriptures. Verse 27 says, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he, Jesus, expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. You know, someone said if preachers would search the scriptures and find the things concerning themselves, it would change some of the preaching. Oh, isn't that true? The Bible says he expounded to them in all the scriptures. My friend, give the people the whole Word of God. Don't just pick and choose the scriptures that are your favorites. We need to preach a balanced word. Then notice what verse 32 says. Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us and while he opened the scriptures to us? That's it, my friend. That's what the church needs today. We need to get back to the scriptures. Instead of feeding people donuts and pizza and cookies at church to entertain them or to get them to come, why don't we get back to the essential ingredient? And that is this, the Word of God. Why don't we get back to expounding on what Jesus said? And if we will do that, then perhaps by the grace of God, people will begin to have a renewed passion for Christ. That's what I want to see in the church. I believe that is the heart of God. That's what the Lord desires. But I also noticed something else. Look at verse 30. It says, now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Now, what was Jesus doing? Well, he was having communion. Well, why is that? Well, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. It says, for I indeed received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Also look with me in John chapter 6, verse 53. Then Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. What was Jesus doing here? Well, I believe there's a connection. He was leading them back to Calvary, to the cross. The two men on the road to Emmaus that were walking away from Jerusalem, away from the cross, Jesus was trying to draw them back to the cross. There is where you will find redemption, salvation, rest, joy, and peace. It's there where you will find your heart burn with a passion for the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn back, my friend, to Calvary.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.